Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on model extraction. The attack that turns your prediction API into a piracy channel for your million-dollar model. If you're exposing confidence scores and not monitoring query patterns, you're running an open distillation service. Let's break down exactly how attackers clone models through the front door and what you can actually do about it. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Model extraction attacks were formally introduced by Trammer et al. In their landmark 2016 paper, Stealing Machine Learning Models via Prediction APIs. They demonstrated that logistic regression, decision trees, and neural networks deployed via Maze platforms could be reconstructed using only API query access. The attack evolved rapidly. By 2020, Jagielski et al. Showed high-fidelity extraction of complex CNNs using functionally equivalent extraction. The architectural vulnerability is fundamental. ML models are deterministic functions that leak information through every prediction. When you expose confidence scores, logits, or even just hard labels, you're providing training signal. The root cause breaks down into three design failures. Information-rich outputs. Probability distributions over classes contain orders of magnitude more information than necessary for most applications. Unlimited query access. Most APIs lack meaningful rate limiting relative to extraction budgets. Often 10K, 100K queries suffice. Model memorization. Neural networks encode training data distributions and weights. Queries probe this encoding. MITRE ATLAS catalogs this as AML. T0, 0, 2, 4, exfiltration via ML inference API. The trust model assumption. That API consumers are benign. Is the core failure. Your model I is the product. The API is a slow motion exfiltration channel. Here's my take on this. Every prediction response is a training sample for your attacker's clone. You're not serving an API. You're running an unauthorized model distillation service. Real world incidents and public disclosures. Model extraction has moved from theory to documented threat. Knockoff Nets Research, 2019, Orkandi et al., demonstrated extraction of ImageNet classifiers using only 30K queries, achieving 74% agreement with victim models. Published at CVPR 2019. This proved commodity hardware could clone production vision models. OpenAI GPT-2 extraction attempts, 2020, following GPT-2's staged release. Researchers documented attempts to reconstruct capabilities through API probing. OpenAI acknowledged extraction risks in their staged deployment rationale. BERT model extraction, 2020, Krishna et al. Successfully extracted BERT-based models from commercial NLP APIs including IBM Watson, achieving 95% plus functional equivalence with under $500 in query costs. Published at MLP. Proofpoint Email Security Model, 2021. Security researchers demonstrated extraction of ML-based phishing detection models, enabling adversarial evasion. Disclosed at DEF CON AI Village. The BERT extraction is particularly alarming. Commercial NLP APIs were cloned for pennies on the dollar of training cost. Most vendors still don't monitor for extraction patterns. Here's my take on this. The BERT extraction paper should have been a wake-up call, $500 to clone a model that costs millions to train. Most enterprises still don't have query anomaly detection deployed. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized pen test scope covering ML API extraction testing. We'll extract the text classification model. 1. Target identification and recon. Identify the target API endpoint and output format. Document. Input format, text, JSON structure. Output format, class labels. Confidence scores. Logits. Rate limits. Authentication mechanism. Model type hints from documentation or error messages. 2. Environment setup. Install the knockoff Nets framework and dependencies. 3. Query collection. Build a transfer set by querying the target with diverse inputs. For text classification. 4. Train surrogate model. Train a student model on the collected query response pairs using knowledge distillation. 5. Verification and evidence collection. Measure extraction fidelity against held out queries. For the pen test report, document total queries issued, estimated cost, fidelity metrics, and demonstrate functional equivalence on business critical inputs. Here's my take on this. Soft labels, probability distributions, are worth 10 times hard labels for extraction. If you can capture confidence scores, you'll achieve high fidelity clones with far fewer queries. Always target APIs that return full probability vectors. Defense playbook. Defending against model extraction requires layered controls. Detection. Monitor for extraction signatures. Query volume anomalies per API key/IP threshold greater than 1000 queries/day on classification APIs. Input diversity metrics. Extractors use varied inputs. Legitimate users are repetitive. Query pattern entropy analysis. Prevention. Architectural controls map to frameworks. Output perturbation. Add calibrated noise to confidence scores. MITRE ATLAS AML. M0004. Restrict output information. Return only top one class or bin confidence. OWASP LLM06, sensitive information disclosure. Query rate limiting. Enforce extraction aware limits, not distributed denial of service limits. Extraction budgets are low volume. Watermarking. Embed detectable signatures and model outputs for post hoc theft detection. Validation. Test your defenses by running the attack playbook above against your hardened API. Verify. 1. Extraction fidelity drops below 60% agreement. 2. Alerts trigger before 5K queries. 3. Watermarks survive in extracted models. Here's my take on this. Return hard labels only. That single change increases extraction costs by 10-50x. If business requirements demand confidence scores, add Laplacian noise calibrated to your model's decision boundaries. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. ML APIs leak model knowledge through every prediction. Confidence scores are training signal for attackers. Takeaway 2. Capture soft labels, probability distributions, during extraction. They're worth 10 times hard labels for clone fidelity. Takeaway 3. Return only hard class labels. This single control increases extraction costs by 10-50x. Takeaway 4. Implement extraction aware query monitoring with alerts at 1K-5K queries. Standard distributed denial of service rate limits are far too permissive. That's model extraction in the raw. Remember, your API responses AR training data. Limit what you leak. Monitor for extraction patterns, and assume someone's always taking notes. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.